Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Listen, Rita, and they've been lying about this from day one. Lying every day from the White House podium about the border being secured. I am grateful President Trump got reelected. President Trump's going to come in office, and we're going to secure that border. We're going to run a deportation operation. We concentrate, prioritize public safety threats and national security threats. I think this country is about to get a lot safer under President Trump.
In Kyiv, Ukraine, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. Along the southern border, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. At the White House, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. In St. Louis, Griff Jenkins, Fox News.
Tell me where in the world is
Griff Jenkins.
Watch your back.
All right, Griff, welcome into 2025, my friend. How are you?
I am good. Happy New Year, Mark and Kim. And, you know, it's tough to be in a celebratory mood, as we've all learned. I mean, the country is starting the new year with a threat of Islamic terrorism, something we haven't seen in a while. And you know, I was sort of saying this on Fox and Friends this morning, Mark. You know, you put into perspective whether these two are connected or not, but 7 hours and two time zones apart separated, you had a terror attack, it looks like, in New Orleans and another potential one in Las Vegas. And people are like, whoa, hang on. This is worse than just a hangover on New Year's Day.
So I heard them giving you props yesterday for some of the reporting that the Ford EV had been seen at the southern border near Eagle Pass. What do you know about that? I mean, doesn't necessarily mean that's the guy that drove it down there, right?
That's right. So we, you know, it's interesting. So to be clear, because there's some people, you know, attacking us saying that we confirmed it crossed the border from Mexico. We don't have that confirmation from them. What we do know is that plate readers in the border town of Eagle Pass along the border did pick up that license plate of that truck. Now, sources told me and David Swent that they do not believe that the person, Shahshadin Jabbar, that was in this horrific attack was driving the vehicle then. But because it was a rental vehicle, it appears that factually law enforcement has gotten plate hits from plate readers, as they say, of that truck in Eagle Pass. And so, you know, that, of course, not getting a lot of attention right now because they did say that they don't think the suspect was driving in Eagle Pass, but it is part of the story. And I'm glad you raised it because you can't discount it. And, you know, why would that even possibly happen? Well, we don't know, but we do know this, that rental cars are often used in smuggling operations along the border, and many of the smugglers and the vehicles that smugglers use in Eagle Pass come through Houston. I know that because I've ridden with Texas DPS when we've literally busted smugglers in the act, and the drivers and or vehicles were often out of Houston. And so it may be the case that it's a coincidence that this truck could have been involved in smuggling operations and then ended up with this guy, or there may be more to the story, hopefully. Right. And we expect, by the way, a press conference today from the officials in New Orleans. I'm going to guess it's going to take quite some time to put the pieces together on the truck's history and the timeline of the truck. But it's, you know, these are not details that can be overlooked. And even if this truck had nothing to do with the border and this individual, Shahshadin Jabbar, is obviously a U.S. citizen, it doesn't discount the fact of the threat of a terrorist sneaking across the border, which over the last 4 years, I pointed out, there were 388 individuals that were apprehended by Border Patrol that matched the terror screening watch list under the Biden administration. 388 versus 11 under the first Trump administration. That's nearly 3,500%. And the scariest part, Mark, is those are just the ones we know about. That doesn't account for the number of known gotaways that may already be here.
Well, these two guys, the guy from the Vegas attack, who they've now identified, who was found in the Tesla, we don't know his connection to the whole situation, and the guy from New Orleans, both have, what was it, a military background,
yes.
I think you were saying, Mark. And I guess, Griff, that's the risk you're taking when you're using this app. It's called what? Turo. You don't know if it could be used, in this case, in a terrorist attack.
Well, I mean, Enterprise wouldn't know either, would they?
No, I mean, that's the scary thing.
They probably wouldn't, but Kim's point's a really valid one, which is, you know, this app is as I understand it, kind of like Airbnb-ing your home.
Okay.
And so I think, you know, the perhaps people with ill intentions want to use the less corporate entity because they feel like there would be less accountability to trace it back to someone like that. And in the larger picture, we don't know that these two things are connected. But even if there's no connections, they don't know each other, it doesn't discount that that each individual could possibly have been internally radicalized and inspired as opposed to directed or coordinated. And if that's the only connection,
yes,
that's a terrifying one because we just haven't seen many of these types of attacks in recent years.
I heard your interview with Tom Homan this morning, and I mean, obviously he's chomping at the bit to try to be in control 18 days from now and have a little more impact over this. You know, I mean, President Biden took a little bit of grief for the delay in his response to all of this. Are you two expecting big changes when it comes to the response to issues like this under a Trump administration?
You bet. I am talking to Trump folks, incoming people like Tom Homan, multiple times every day. And when it comes to security and locking down the border, people's heads are going to spin how fast they move. I'm sort of getting some details here and there about executive orders that President-elect Trump's going to put into effect literally minutes after he's inaugurated. If, you know, in most traditional incoming administrations, Mark, you know, to the victor go the spoils, and for the staffers that will soon occupy 1600 Pennsylvania, they at least get a little honeymoon period and get to go to fancy balls and all that stuff. Ha! Think twice, buckle up, because that guy, Donald Trump, is going to raise his right hand and he's going to make a beeline for the Oval Office. And I think their goal, I know from speaking with people in the incoming administration, their goal is, you know, we always talk about the first 100 days. Well, this incoming administration wants to make the marker the day one things, the first 30 days. And it's not just going to be the border. It's also going to be these regulations, oil and gas, and putting on fast track, trying to get Congress in to move quickly on things like extending those tax cuts, which will soon expire. And that's going to be the first drama we get tomorrow starting at noon.
Yep.
And we had Mike Johnson on, Speaker Johnson, today. And I asked him, are you worried about the math? He said, no, you know, we're going to be fine, but we don't know that he's going to be fine. And so if they can't elect quickly Johnson and we get into one of these 15-vote, 4-day dramas, it's going to certainly, I think, have some sort of impact about sort of stunting things at the speed with which Trump wants it to move.
I'll bet. So I don't know how things work up there at Fox, but I don't think you've had a day off in the month of December leading up until now. Like, do you have like a whole month off to go surfing coming up here, Griff?
Listen, I am going to petition the bosses here to renegotiate my contract so my title reads Chief Senior D-List Holiday Fill-In Anchor, because I've done a lot of that.
Much deserved.
I have had, it is such an honor to you know, sit in all of these chairs and fill in. So I got to confess that I'd do it even if they weren't paying me, because it's quite an honor and a lot of fun. And we had a lot of news. People asked me, how'd you spend Christmas? I said, well, I spent it on Fox and Friends wiping out on a skateboard on live television.
Right. So, yeah, exactly.
But I missed that video.
Trust me, thanks to the internet, they capture it. It's out there. I'll make sure I send it to you. I think I retweeted it on my X account. But I made it look, by the way, pretty smooth, Ken. You can be the judge. We'll talk about this next week. But Santa decided Griff was a good boy, and I appreciate that from the fat man in the red suit. Brought me a new surfboard, and so I'm hoping next week to sneak off for 4 quick days and head to Costa Rica and catch a couple of waves, and I will post such video and picture evidence if I captured. Although based on what I did just going 4 feet in a studio on a skateboard, I might have to up my surfing game and make sure I remember how to do it and not drown.
You'll be fine, and it's a well-deserved vacation. Thank you, my friend.
Hey, guys, listen, have a great one. I look forward to it. And who knows, we'll stay in contact, but if I'm traveling around in Costa Rica, maybe I'll call in from there and really rub it in and from tropical paradise.
That'd be awesome. Whatever works for you, Griff. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
All right, see ya. Griff Jenkins there, live up in D.C. He was, I swear, he was on every show this weekend.
I'm trying to find that video of him wiping out.
I watched him. He was doing Fox and Friends. He was on in the afternoons. He was on Outnumbered. I mean, he was everywhere on Fox over the course of the holiday. And that would be a lot of fun, even though it'd be a big demand on your family time for sure. All right, quick break. We're going to be back here in just a couple minutes. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.